How's it going, guys? Medium difficulty question, pathology, step one. 19-year-old man, woman with history, right-sided painless neck mass, generalized pruritus, X-ray of the chest shows mediastinal mass, laboratory studies show increased ESR, ferritin, LDH. Which of the following most likely to be seen as patient? Let's just hop through. Choice A, bilobed nuclei with prominent nucleoli. Correct answer. Now, diagnosis is Hodgkin. And this type of question, does the U.S. similarly care about this descriptor in choice A? The answer is no. We eliminate to get there. That's what we do here. Okay. So, Hodgkin, 100% of questions on U.S. Simile are going to start off in the first line by telling you that you have generally a patient, high teens to 40s, who has a painless lateral neck mass or facial swelling. They say that in all of the questions. Okay. So, they'll say a 38-year-old dude who's got painless facial swelling on the right for 2 months. Okay. And then they'll go on to tell you one of three things. They'll say a positive Virchow node, spelled Virchow, trusio sign of malignancy, palpable left supraclavicular lymph node. It's not limited to gastric cancer. Okay, you can see it in Hodgkin. Number two, they can say hepatosplenomegaly. Number three, they can tell you there's a mediastinal mass, which is not thymoma. Okay, this is mediastinal lymphadenopathy, but they love this descriptor for Hodgkin disease. And you say, what's going on with these laboratory findings? You can get ferritin increased, okay, acute phase protein. LDH can be increased. LDH in other questions can mean hemolysis. Let's say G6P deficiency, LDH is high, it means you have hemolysis. But LDH can be increased in Hodgkin. I've talked about this in my prior clips and PDFs that it's a poor prognostic indicator in Hodgkin. Increased ESR, just general non-specific inflammatory marker. I've seen these in 2CK questions in particular. I said it's step one based on the answer choice here, but let's walk through and eliminate. So, choice B, hypervitaminosis D, high vitamin D, wrong fucking answer. This could refer to sarcoidosis. Obviously, you're going to have non-casein granulomas, usually in the lungs, composed of epithelioid activated macrophages, aka histiocytes, creating 1-alpha hydroxylase, activating 25 into 125 D3, latter goes to the small bowel, increases calcium absorption. So, that's why you get hypercalcemia. It's due to hypervitaminosis D. Choice B, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, myasthenia gravis, wrong fucking answer. Threw this in here, be a flagrant asshole, because obviously some people see the mediastinal mass and they think, OMG, thymoma. It's not thymoma, as I already harped on. Wrong fucking answer. Choice D, PPD positivity, wrong fucking answer. So, I mean, if you're thinking tuberculosis, probably the worst answer here, okay? Long discussion as far as 5, 10, 15 millimeters positivity when you're studying for 2CK. If you get a positive PPD test, you never repeat it, but 15 millimeters positivity and duration, general population for positivity, you're going to go on to do a chest X-ray. If the chest X-ray is negative, you're going to, so positive PPD, negative chest X-ray, you're going to do isoniazid 9 months plus B6. That's treating for latent TB, aka TB prophylaxis. If your chest X-ray is positive, you're going to do RIPE therapy for 2 months, followed by RI for 4 more months, okay? Long discussion. Point is, wrong fucking answer. Choice Z, viral intranuclear inclusions, wrong fucking answer. So I made this a little bit easier by saying viral intranuclear inclusions, which can refer to CMV, okay? Because in both CMV and in Hodgkin, you can get colloquially an owl eye appearance. So for Hodgkin, you get the Reed-Sternberg cells, which are described as holy shit, bilobed nuclei. That's your owl eye appearance with prominent nucleoli. So there's CD1530 positive B cells. Next best of management for this vignette on 2CK is lymph node biopsy, which will show you this finding. So I made this a little bit easier by saying viral intranuclear inclusions because they like intranuclear inclusions as a description for CMV. Okay? So owl eye appearance, but they're intranuclear inclusions. But the appearance of the nuclei for Hodgkin, the Reed-Sternberg cells, are not intranuclear inclusions. Okay, they're just bilobed nuclei with prominent nucleoli. So we eliminate to get there. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.